Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them, and they will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who is seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life. Those who conquer will inherit these things, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the polluted, the murderers, the fornicators, the sorcerers, the idolaters, and all liars, their place will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death." Wherever there is a shadow, there is also a light. And one day, an eternal morning shall dawn when the shadow of death will disappear forever. That day, all the despair you've ever felt, all the shame you've ever hid, all the tears you've ever wept will dry up and disappear like the morning fog, never to return. In that day, the splendor of the city of God will be revealed, a golden city wrapped in crimson, shining like a diamond against black velvet. And your reaction when you get to see it can only be compared to one moment in this life. It's during a wedding. The prelude music comes to a rest. The preacher has everybody stand up. And without instruction, they all stare their eyes to the back doors. The ushers whip open the doors. The bride takes the first timid step forward. The organ explodes. And as she processes, young girls dream. Old women remember. And the groom, usually standing right up here, usually gets a tear in the corner of his supposedly macho eye, with one thought going through his mind: I get her? And I saw new heavens and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. God prepares the eternity. God prepares eternity for the faithful in the same way a bride prepares for her wedding. I just had a wedding last weekend, and you wouldn't believe how much time I spent getting myself ready for it. I actually didn't spend any time on my hair. Probably comes as a surprise. grabbed my regular suit, had to pick between one of three plain white dress shirts, and spent about 1 second deciding which tie to wear. That's the sort of preparation I spent getting myself ready for the wedding. Do you think that's the same approach the bride spent? Do you think she just kind of grabbed the first thing off the laundry pile, did her hair and makeup like it was a Monday morning, threw on some Converse, and walked on down the aisle? Of course not, right? Likewise, heaven is not haphazardly prepared. It was not an afterthought. It was in the mind of God from the beginning of time. We read in Isaiah 65, "For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth." In Psalm 102, "You laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will endure." In 2 Peter 3, "We, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth." And in Luke 21, Jesus says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." A new creation has been on the desk of God for thousands of years. Now, while the bride usually spends a good deal amount of time getting ready for the wedding, I'm usually around the guys a little bit more and can say from experience that the guys, they don't put that level of attention. They grab their $59 tux, rental tux out of the bag, throw it on, and they're usually halfway into the church while somebody's still fixing their collar. That's just how it goes. God reminds us that he is a jealous God. He does not share our hearts. He does not share our affection. He does not politely smile at our infidelity. Even in our age, which is both spiritually and physically promiscuous. The most repeated line in the Old Testament is, "I am a jealous God." It repeats over and over like a siren warning us. No matter what we do for God, no matter how many little prayers we utter, or devotionals we read, or however many Sundays we get ourselves in a pew, whatever we do to prepare for God pales in comparison to what God has prepared for us. In the same way that a groom's preparation compares to a bride's. Now, I don't know what's all going on in your lives today. I don't know how faithful you've been or how faithless. But today we're taking a moment just to ponder and dwell on what God has prepared for his faithful. A place with no pain or tears or mourning or death. No darkness or shadow or dust or cloud. But everything that you've ever experienced as good in this life comes radiating from the throne of the Lamb who was butchered, whose blood was splashed, while the crowd laughed and laughed, so that we could one day be at home with him. Well, we talk about rain and complain about the politicians and just fixate on our daily lives. A heavenly city waits for us. She waits for us. Jesus will return. Your life will come to an end. So confess your sins. Make apologies to those you need to apologize to. Hold your lover's hand. Stand strong. Do not fear. For whatever goes on in this realm, the heavenly city waits. She waits for us. Beautiful, glowing, radiant, like a bride adorned for her husband. Please rise and join me in prayer. God, brides get ready for their wedding out of their love for their husband. Thank you for your love for us. Thank you for giving us a heavenly hope. Thank you for suffering, to give us the promise of relief from suffering. Dispel from us all darkness of heart, mind, and behavior. Give us a confident faith, grateful spirits, and faithful hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.